Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. Friday, July 28th, the weekend is nearly upon us, and potentially Liverpool could have a new player joining them on their trip to Singapore, although if Chelsea get their way, that might not happen. We'll get on that later. The title of the show, of course, is Chelsea planning to hijack Liverpool's move for Romeo Lavia. We will touch upon that in a minute. Before we do, just a quick update of sorts on Fabinho's situation. Obviously, by now, everyone expected that he would have completed his move to Al Ittihad. At time of recording this very show, he hasn't done that yet. Although Fabrizio Romano has tweeted out in the last couple of hours that Al Ittihad and Liverpool are closing in on the Fabinho deal. Agreement is on the verge of being completed, but Liverpool are still cautious as documents have to be checked, but it's very close. Fabinho will undergo his medical soon if all goes to plan. There's a 3-year deal agreed with the player. So yeah, this move was on. Then he hit the rocks a little bit. He flew back. Now he's gone back out again. I can confirm, and I know this for a fact, because a friend of mine was on the same flight as him. He flew to Dubai last night from Manchester. So he's obviously making his way over there towards the Middle East. However, it's worth noting, a lot of people use Dubai as a drop-off for Singapore as well. So he is going there, but no, it's been confirmed already that he isn't joining Liverpool on the Singapore trip, but he is in Dubai, or at least he made his way to Dubai last night, I'm guessing. It's to be relatively in the vicinity of a trip to Saudi Arabia to complete these formalities. Obviously, it's a couple of hour flight from Dubai over to Saudi, but yeah, he's definitely over in the Middle East, if nothing else. He's currently in Dubai, just waiting for the go-ahead. I know for a fact he was on that airplane because a good friend of mine saw him on the airplane and was talking to him on that very airplane as well. So yeah, that's definitely a thing. But yeah, it does look like this one. After there was a bit of doubt, is it happening, is it not happening, what's going on? It feels like we've been saying this for a long time now. But Fabinho should be leaving Liverpool Football Club, you'd guess, very, very shortly. We saw with the Jordan Henderson saga as well, like these things can take their time and be drawn out. And it feels like Fabinho's been in the exact same boat, of course. Didn't go to the German training camp at all. Then he was in the Middle East, then he flew home, then there was talk that Liverpool were going to make him report for training. That didn't happen. He's now flown back out there. Bit of a messy one, but it does look like that. We're edging closer to that one being done. I mentioned before about the trip to Singapore, then players who did and didn't make that trip. Liverpool did announce their touring party. They've now arrived actually in Singapore as well. I suppose the notable absentees from that touring party, first of all, no Stefan Bacetic and no Thiago Alcantara. Both have stayed at home to continue rehabilitation work at the AXA. They both went to Germany for the training camp, although they weren't in full training there. It feels like if they're not going to be able to play in those games over in Singapore, Liverpool play, of course, Bayern Munich and Leicester City, then there's no point in merely making that flight. So both Pacetic and Thiago, yeah, they've stayed behind. For me, that puts severe doubt on them being ready for that first game of the season. Definitely as starters, they might be able to get themselves in and around the bench. But yeah, it looks like I would be shocked that given, as again, at time recording, July 28th, Liverpool's game is in what, just over 2 weeks' time against Chelsea to open the season. That doesn't feel a long enough time for those guys to get the work into them to be ready to play on August 13th. Maybe I'm wrong, and I hope I am. I think Liverpool could do it, both of them, at least one of them, in the starting 11 at least. There are other options, of course, especially after a couple of new signings. You've got Curtis Jones and Harvey Elliott. There's a little bit going on, but the midfield options aren't plentiful at yet, so we'll see how it goes. But those two are interesting. Nat Phillips didn't travel. no reports of injuries from Nat Phillips. He's obviously still looking to try and get himself a transfer. There's been links with Leeds United. I heard a couple of rumours about Southampton as well, but I'm not sure how much is in that one. But Nat hasn't gone. And then I suppose the one that when the touring party was announced, a lot of people noticed and raised eyebrows. I don't think anyone was that surprised that Thiago Bochetta and Nat didn't go. But Connor Bradley's absence did definitely raise eyebrows. It raised eyebrows here at Redmen HQ. There was talk of maybe, is he going to go out on loan? Is he moving on for the next season? I think he's about to sign a new contract. Kiefer O'Neill reported that in The Athletic a couple of days ago. I mean, it isn't good news that he's got a minor injury, but it maybe eases those fears that, no, it doesn't look like Conor Bradley's missed that trip because he's leaving any loan deals or anything like that. Indeed, he's, as David Lynch reports for This Is Anfield, Conor Bradley has missed out on Liverpool's pre-season trip to Singapore with a minor injury. He was the surprise omission from the travelling party. This Is Anfield understands that Bradley is in fact nursing a minor injury issue that would have restricted his involvement in Singapore, and as such it was decided that he was left behind at the AXA training centre to recover. Bradley will hope to be back to full fitness soon so that he can continue stating his case for regular game time next season after a very, very impressive loan spell at Bolton Wanderers. Liverpool, of course, James Milner's been allowed to leave on a free transfer. He's now joined Brighton. They let Calvin Ramsey make the move up to go and join Preston on loan for the season. They haven't yet signed a centre-back, which means Joe Gomez, although he can do a bit of right-back stuff, he's been doing it in friendly. He's not really ideal if he's your backup right-back and your backup centre-half as well. So there's definitely a situation where Conor Bradley is at least on the bench a lot and maybe playing Europa League games. He's the deputy to Trent Alexander-Arnold. He's 20 years old. He's done everything that Liverpool asked for him in terms of his development. He's already a senior international, of course, with the Northern Ireland first squad. But yeah, I was shocked when I didn't see him in the squad because I thought if he's going, Liverpool don't really have right back cover. They must be about to sign someone or something's in the works. The fact that now he's got this minor injury suggests that isn't the case. I'm glad actually. I think it would be nice to see him give him a go. We saw Nico Williams fill this role a couple of years ago of the young backup right back and things like that. So I hope Conor Bradley is staying around. He gets the odd time to shine. But yeah, he's got a minor injury. That's why he was one of the surprise omissions from that trip to Singapore.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moving on then, let's talk about the name that's on everyone's lips at the moment, is Romeo Lavia. Now, according to David Ornstein off The Athletic, Chelsea are now considering alternative options to Moises Caicedo after having a bid worth of £75 million plus £5 million in add-ons rejected because Brighton don't want to sell. There's talk that if they get to £100 million, then they would reluctantly let Moises Caicedo go, which is Absolutely excellent negotiating by Brighton. But Chelsea, if they are going to move on from Caicedo, they are definitely, reportedly anyway, at least, are interested in Romeo Lavia. Sasha Tavolieri, Belgian journalist, who's been very, very close to this deal. We've had him on the show a couple of times. Now, he's kind of eased the fears a little bit of Liverpool supporters, hopefully. He reports that despite Chelsea and Joe Shields, their recruitment guy, their last-minute pressing that we already anticipated and that will be even more intensive in the coming hours due to Caicedo's case, who remains Chelsea's priority in brackets. Liverpool have continued to advance on Romeo Lavia with Southampton, and he is still leaning towards Liverpool. The plan presented by Liverpool convinced the Belgian midfielder and his entourage. The fact that they're playing in European football is also a key. However, Chelsea's interest is absolutely legit. Southampton are holding on for the biggest fee they can get. And he says, you know, a reversal in fortune seems unlikely, but this situation could well enable Southampton to obtain the 50 million that they're looking for. So effectively, Chelsea might have, if they are going to try and hijack the deal, it looks like, or they're certainly sniffing around it. And it might lead to a bit of a bidding war. It looks like Lavia is still favouring a move to Liverpool. But Chelsea are definitely, it looks like, in the mix for this one, which is unsurprising given the fact that they can't get they seemingly can't get Moises Caicedo over the line. But I'm still relatively confident at this moment in time that this deal will get done. But like you say, if Chelsea come and just absolutely blow Liverpool out of the water, then that can definitely happen, and that's why these transfer things are so fluid. Like, I'm reporting this to you guys, or speaking about it at lunchtime, UK time on Friday. Things can change very, very quickly. But Chelsea, I don't think we should underestimate Chelsea. Are definitely in this. This isn't like when Newcastle pulled out of the Soberslide race and Liverpool had a clear run at it after that. It does feel like Chelsea's interest is definitely there. Southampton are obviously trying to get as big a fee as they can. There's no release clause to trigger like there was with Soberslide, which made that a little bit different once he'd made his mind up. Liverpool do have to still deal and agree a fee with Southampton, which at this stage anyway, they haven't been able to do, having already had a bid rejected. Sasha did say they were going to make a second bid yesterday. I don't know the status of that and how well that's been received down at St Mary's. But yeah, this one isn't done. Basically, either way, I think usually when Liverpool get this far down the line with players, you're usually certain that they'll be in red very, very soon. I still think Lavia will be a Liverpool player, but there's no certainty around it. Chelsea's interest is certainly complicating the matter, that's for sure. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one, because why wouldn't we? We've done loads of work on Lavia over the last couple of days here at Redmen HQ, as it is already, and we'll continue to do that, whether it's on this podcast feed, whether it's on our YouTube channel, or of course over on Redmen Plus. We've got tons of Lavia content, like I said before. We've spoken to his ex-coach. We've spoken to journalists from Southampton. We've covered them down there. We've done absolutely loads. That's all available for you over on redmenplus.com, both in video and in podcast form. So if you want to get the lowdown on Liverpool's potential new signing, or at worst, Chelsea's new signing, yeah, we've got a deep dive with Josh Williams as well. Like I mentioned before, we've got Mark Wyatt, who covered Southampton for the Hampshire Live. Like I say, Arno van den Abiel, who is his former coach at Belgian youth team, and of course at Anderlecht as well. Jacob Tanswell, who covered them for Southampton. We spoke to Sasha Tavolieri as well, the man who's been breaking all this news. That is all available for you over on redmenplus.com. So yeah, do check that out as well. And good news, if you pre-ordered our book, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, they started shipping yesterday. Some people have already got theirs today at time recording. If you already ordered yours, like I say, it'll be with you hopefully very, very soon, depending where you are in the world and the couriers and all the tracking stuff as well. If you guys want to get your hand on it, the limited edition book, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, is available now to order. No more pre-orders. If you order them, they're getting shipped out already. You can get offer signed copies, or of course, you can get the regular copies as well over at redmenmerch.com. So yeah, if you're looking for a perfect gift for yourself or another Liverpool fan in your life, or just a keepsake to remember the career of an absolute Liverpool and Anfield icon, Bobby Firmino, that book is available now. It's absolutely, if I don't say so myself, absolutely amazing. I'm very, very proud of the work that we all put into it. I'm sure you'll love it. It's absolutely massive. It's got artwork from some of the best Liverpool creators around, such as Cali and Carl and Abby Rudkin and loads, loads more. So yeah, that is available for you at redmenmerch.com. No more pre-orders. They are available now. You won't be waiting around once you make your order. It'll be shipped to you on that very day. It'll be in the post and on its way to wherever you are across the globe. Yeah, redmenmerch.com for that. And like I said, Liverpool do play a game again, don't they, this weekend. So make sure when Liverpool are playing against Leicester City on Sunday, 10 a.m. UK time. I think I'm right in saying the kickoff is Paul Machen will be live here at Redmen HQ with the watch along. So if you head over to our YouTube channel, you can have it on one telly, have Paul on the other. Get yourselves involved with all the live chat and the comments and all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, that's available on YouTube this Sunday. So yeah, we'll see you then. I will see you all soon. See you in a bit.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.